We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome inside the Guilty as Charged podcast. As always, my name is Steven. I am your host, and today we are continuing our get-to-know series of these prospects that the Chargers have officially drafted. And today we're going to talk about Mr. Zion Johnson, the first-round pick of the Los Angeles Chargers. And joining me to do that is AJ Black, who's the editor and publisher of Bulletin BC. He is also the host of Locked On BC podcast. AJ, thanks for taking the time to join me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I can't believe it's been a week since the NFL draft, but I'm excited to talk a little bit about Zion today with you guys.
Yeah, it has been a week. You know, there's all this, you know, the draft is weird, right? Because there's all this hoopla and all this hype and everything. And then it's like, oh, a week went by and like nobody's really talking about it anymore. So, but I always like to, you know, bring on these people who cover these prospects and know them better than anybody else and kind of get their thoughts and pick their brains. And you know, I wish I could interview Zion, but I can't right now. So, you know, this is the next best thing.
Yeah. If you get a chance to, he's awesome. And like when you get to meet some of the players at a school, you get to know them. Zion was always one of the most genuine, well thought, articulate kids on that roster. And it showcased, you know, in what he did off the field. He was a computer science major, really, really bright. But also on the field, the kid was a mauler, and the way he played on the field, you know, he complimented himself and showcased what he could do with his physical abilities along with mental abilities.
Yeah. You know, I can't wait to talk about all of that stuff. And, you know, before we really get into like the nitty gritty and stuff, I have to say one of the funnier introductory press conferences, and not necessarily because it was like funny, but, you know, Zion gets up there on the podium in Los Angeles and he's talking about, you know, how he wants to work in cybersecurity and, you know, stop cyber terrorism. And then he's talking about, you know, international law and things like this. And I'm like, this dude is so smart. And, you know, there's always that connotation, right? But, you know, the way that Zion just communicates and his brand, if you will, is so refreshing from, you know, an offensive line perspective.
Yeah, he's one of a kind. He's a very unique duck, and like you're gonna get to know him a little bit more and get to see that personality piece of him come out. And it's everyone that I've met that have met him and worked with him only have the most positive things to say. So like when I saw him go to get drafted 17th, it was you couldn't help but root for him, and like to see him smiling and see him so happy, it was such a great moment.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, our listeners and myself were very happy, you know, about this selection. So let's dive into Zion a little bit more. And I always like to kind of start this process with the recruitment side of things. And obviously Zion has a very unique story, you know, starting at Davidson. He was not a scholarship player because Davidson just doesn't have that. And so walk me through the process of what it was like when you heard that, you know, hey, we're getting this offensive line transfer to Boston College from the University of Davidson. How is that perceived, and what was that process like for Zion?
Yeah, this was funny because you know, this was back when Steve Adazio was the head coach of BC. He's a former Florida offensive coordinator, you know, real old school coach. And his bread and butter was as being an offensive line coach. So he had, you know, for years, BC was, you know, not a very good team. They were 6-6 or, you know, right around 500. But they always have a good offensive line. So heading into the 2019 season, you thought the offensive line was pretty much set. You had all the guys that you had returning. You knew the players coming in. You hit summer camp, and then all of a sudden this news leaks that they got this kid from Davidson. and you hear about FCS school players, and you're like, nah, you know, he's probably a scout team player. He's probably not going to do much. And then you go to the press conference, and Adazio just keeps saying over and over again, he's going, you guys got to see the Zion Johnson because he's something special. And we're like, ah, this is coach speak. Right. And he start, and then we get to start to see him play. And the beginning of that 2019 season, he starts off as just like, you know, in certain packages. He wasn't an all around starter. And then all of a sudden they get him in the starting lineup. It's like, whoa. Okay. So Adazio had something here, but he came in completely as an unknown. And I, you know, going into my season preview, didn't even mention him because I didn't think in 2019 that he would have any sort of role. Because most of the time, those FCS players, especially like a school like Davidson, like you just don't expect them to like crack the two deep, you know?
Yeah, you know, there was so I'm a University of Utah guy, and we had a similar situation, albeit, you know, University of San Diego with Dalton Kincaid, who now has kind of become a household name. But it was like Dalton Kincaid, tight end from San Diego, like there's just no way, like he's just going to be a backup to the other guys, and now Dalton is potentially a draft prospect next year, somebody that has become, you know, a key cog of the team. So it is always funny, you know, hear of these FCS transfers, and the initial thought process is always like, well, he's probably a backup.
Yep. And so many times I've learned as the years have gone on, you know, there's more and more guys that are in that FCS level that we don't give enough credit to, that when they get up, they really earn it. And then you swallow that crow and you say, wow, okay, you got to start really adjusting how you perceive these players coming in, because there is talent there. And then obviously they get to the NFL level too. But even when they transfer, some of these guys are just looking to get more film, like more stuff on tape so that it gets to the scouts. And don't discredit them, because they, you know, there's all these guys that are in the transfer portal now that are five stars, you know, top of the line, you know, Caleb Williams and all these other guys that are coming from, you know, big marquee programs. But sometimes it's those FCS guys that make a big difference when they get to a program.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a fantastic call. So obviously he ends up starting that 2019 season at guard, and then the 2020 season he switches to left tackle. What was that transition like for him? Was that something that kind of happened out of necessity? Or did they really think that left tackle was kind of the way to maximize Zion's talent?
So it was more out of necessity. Tyler Vrabel, Mike Vrabel's son, was the starting tackle, and he's been battling injuries for years. And, you know, when they had Phil Dracovic, the BC quarterback, in there, they didn't want him to get him killed, because Vrabel's just, I think he had an upper body injury and it was really impacting the way he was blocking. So they ended up moving Vrabel to guard and then kicking Zion over. Zion, I mean, it was out of necessity for that, but man, like what he's shown over the last year or so is like, you could line him up anywhere. At Senior Bowl, he's playing center. You can play guard. I'm sure he could play quarterback if you needed him to.
Yeah. You know, that versatility that he's bringing to this team is really interesting. And, you know, we talked about how smart he is and how versatile and strong he is. And there are a lot of people that think he could play center, you know, down the road, and that maybe be his best position. Do you think that's the case, or do you think he's mostly a guard in the NFL?
I think he should be a guard. I mean, given what his skill set is at, his athleticism, it feels like it'd be a waste almost to put him at center. Like you're going to need to do more in the blocking schemes, and like, you know, with pulls and things like that, like you want to, like if you're the Chargers and you want to get your running game going, you can move him out and get him running, and it will make a huge difference. So like for him, I would recommend, I think if I was coaching, I would put him at guard, because you don't want to lose that athleticism by putting him at center.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And you know, I was a big fan, a huge fan of Zion coming out, and the way that just the versatility of positions, right? But the versatility that he has playing in multiple schemes and you know, being a potential gap kind of guard or a zone kind of guard, I think really just opens up a lot of possibilities for Zion and the Chargers. I don't think there's many, if at all, but is there any kind of weaknesses to Zion's game that you think might be a bit of an adjustment in the NFL?
You know, I don't see a huge weakness with him. Like when I've talked about him, I had a, you know, my co-host on my show on Mondays is a guy going through some scouting schools and learning how to be a scout. And he's a BC guy too. And he talks to me a lot about like Zion is a guy that is ready to plug and play. Like you just put him in, you got your guard all set. Mm-hmm. And in terms of weaknesses, you know, I think for Zion, like he's got a good ceiling. I think his weakness might be that, like, you know, he doesn't have like the crazy freak athleticism that you might want, which at the NFL level makes you like the top level guards. So he's going to be an above average, really good guard, but he won't be an elite guard. So that's kind of where I think Zion might be at in terms of like kind of a flaw in his game.
Yeah. So initially, it sounds like the Chargers are going to kind of play him at right guard. Any kind of concern for you in terms of making that transition?
Nah. If any player, so BC's had good offensive linemen in the past, and they've had good offensive linemen recently. You know, I think Zion is just, he is so refined, and like his work ethic is bar none the best I've seen out of BC lineman in a long time. So I think no matter where you put him, whatever scheme you put him in, he's going to work his tail off to get to himself to where he needs to be. And that will get him, that will make him successful immediately wherever he's at. So I feel like I'm being really, I got my maroon and gold sunglasses on, as I say on my podcast all the time, but I'm being honest. Like he is a home run on any NFL team, and it's his mind frame, his physical ability, and his ability to adjust to what he needs to do. That's just going to make him so successful for the Chargers.
Yeah, I completely agree there. And I think, you know, at worst case, you know, he's, you know, a double, triple kind of threat for this team. And I think the Chargers needed that kind of player. They needed to fortify the trenches. And I'm so excited to see where he can go. You know, that's all the questions I have about Zion, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you as well about his former teammate that is an undrafted free agent signing for the Chargers, and that is cornerback Brandon Sebastian. What can you tell our listeners about Mr. Sebastian?
Oh, so Brandon Sebastian is a kid from Connecticut. And he kind of surprised me when he declared for the NFL draft. I mean, he just didn't strike me as NFL ready. If I want to put that out there, he's a great kid. I don't want to bash him at the college level. It's always something I'm very cognizant of, but he just didn't seem like he had the like top end that you need to be at the NFL level. He's good. He's made a lot of good plays for BC, but is he a shutdown corner at the college level? Nah. Is he solid? Yeah. He has good length. He's got good instincts. He's not super fast or explosive, so that's a little bit of a concern. But I think he's got a good, like a lot of the BC kids, he's got a good head on his shoulder, so he may be able to kind of be able to adjust to that. But it'll be interesting to see if that will be able to trump some of the physical limitations I've seen in him.
Was he so he was a junior, like a true junior, or was he a COVID junior?
Oh God, I lose track of all the, like trying to manage what a college roster looks like with all these COVID years and injury and transfers. It's impossible. I think he was a junior, but he's been there for like 4 or 5 years. So he's been around for a while. He's an older player. So I think that's kind of why he ended up going for the draft, was more that he's probably maxed out what his abilities are at. I don't think he can do much more. But I think, you know, he's on the older side. I think he's got, you know, enough film out there for scouts to look at, but I was a little bit surprised. I thought maybe one more year would have done it for him, but you know, to each their own.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. You know, the Chargers cornerback room definitely is going to be up for grabs. They'll have, you know, their top four spots kind of spoken for, but you know, if he comes in, you know, Brandon Staley loves a physical long corner. So if he's able to kind of stand out in that regard, make some plays in the preseason, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also from Massachusetts, and you just took our best cornerback, so from the Patriots. But I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole other conversation. But I love J.C. Jackson. But
we got the Patriots West brewing out, and we just signed Kyle Van Noy today as well. So
oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was a good. That's a good signing for you guys too. He's a good player.
Yeah, really excited about that one. The Chargers needed some pass rush help for sure. All right, so we'll get you out of here. Just one more question. And you can kind of take it wherever you want to go. I just any fun Zion Johnson stories?
I mean, the story that I go back to all the time, it kind of shows you what kind of man he is. And it's not like the player piece, right? I mean, you can watch the film and watch him running out there on some of the pulls that they had him doing, but that's another thing. With Zion, I remember it was during the COVID year, 2020, and I was on a Zoom call with him, and I was just chatting, and he had on this shirt, and I was like, what are you, I just asked him, like, what are you wearing? Because it had, like, you know, like someone's army on it, and he was talking about how he, you know, had been busy fundraising for someone who had cancer, or had been really sick, and it meant a lot to him, and he wanted to make sure he got that out there on the Zoom call. And it just struck me, like, you see all these kids wearing their BC jerseys, and he's out there with this, like, you know, a cause on it. And it just showed me, like, just a piece of him that really, it just stuck with me that, like, this is a guy that I think will be in your community doing things while he's doing things on the field. And just, he's just an all around solid person. And I'm a BC grad. I know what they're trying to create there at BC in terms of, like, you know, the graduate, he's everything that like a school like Boston College is trying to create. And I just, you know, I'm going to be watching the Chargers and rooting for him, because I can't wait to see what he can do out there.
Well, we're very excited about him as well. And really, really appreciate your time today, AJ, to talk about Zion and his teammate, Brandon Sebastian. So again, really appreciate the time. Chargers fans, if you are interested in Boston College, you know, I would definitely recommend go checking out AJ. And again, AJ, thanks so much for your time today.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.